Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand.
Use it.
Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to another exciting edition of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And I'm your host, Ronald Bethay. And you know, if you join us on a regular basis, you know the slogan for this show. If there's power in numbers, then the positive change purchased in Cooperative LLC captures that power for your financial benefit. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are doing a special Thursday edition. We had some technical problems on yesterday here in our studio, so we are redoing our broadcasting our show for today. We don't have any scheduled guests for today's show, ladies and gentlemen, but you know, if you join us on a regular basis, you know that the call-in number for this show is 646-668-2948. Once again, that call-in number is 466-68-2948. Once again, the call-in number is 646-668-2948. And remember to press 1 on your phone pad after dialing the call-in number. Ladies and gentlemen, you know that this show is brought to you every week by the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, LLC, which serves as an economic blueprint for renewable energy companies, both large and small, along with increasing market share for African-American-owned renewable energy companies to address the effects of high energy costs at our historically Black colleges and universities to utilize African-American-owned farms, lands, and HBCU campuses to develop capacity and initiatives for renewable energy projects to bring down the under and underemployment of young African-American men and women locally and nationally. Also to educate the African-American community locally and nationally about the economic impacts of climate change and the need for environmental education through Black Talk radio programs such as Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. You also know this show is brought to you every week by the Black Sports Legends Foundation, BSLF HBCU Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative, and you can get more information on that initiative by logging on to Positive Change, P-O-S-I-T-I-V-E-C-H-A-N-G-E, P-S-N-Paul-C-S-N-Cat.com. And you want to go over to our GoFundMe link, and you'll be able to get more information on the HBCU Solar Talk Show Initiative, which you're listening to over the platform of Blog Talk Radio. We are can be heard on iTunes. We are also streaming via Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Ladies and gentlemen, as I've indicated, we don't have a scheduled guest for you today, but we want to look at the EV charging industry. Now, the EV charging industry is an industry that has been growing by leaps and bounds, and if we as African Americans don't get really educated on this, we will be once again put in the position of being consumers rather than entrepreneurs in this industry. And with that being said, looking at the numbers in the EV charging industry, we have had the chance of having Mrs. Cheryl Pons on this show, who is based here in Washington, D.C., who has a EV charging company. She's also has several other relationships with Charger Help, which is a African-American-owned firm based in California, which they are doing some amazing things, ladies and gentlemen, in the area of EV charging. And we will talk about those two companies. But first, we want to delve right into our subject matter this morning, ladies and gentlemen, how to pay for an EV charging project. Now, I thought this was a very, very interesting article. I reached out to ChargerPoint out in California, but we didn't have a chance to follow through to get anyone to come on this morning from Charger. But this specific article was written by Michael Hughes. According to the EV volume data, global sales of passenger electric vehicles, EVs doubled in the year February 2022. Data from the California Energy Commission, the CEC, and the California Air Resources Board, CARB, shows that electric vehicle sales in the United States surpassed 200,000 for a record high in the first quarter of 2022. We're still at the beginning of this exciting new wave of transportation. This was stated by Bloomberg, and the NFE predicts that the global passenger EV sales will increase from 3.1 million in 2020 to 14 million in 2025. That's more than a 325% increase. Let me repeat myself, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about an industry where there's still at the beginning is exciting news in the transportation. But Bloomberg, the NFEF report predicts that global passenger EV sales increases from 3.1 million, which was in 2020, to 14 million in 2025. That's more than a 325% increase. Understanding the future of mobility in electric vehicles is one thing, but the transition your own business to an electric fleet or deciding to offer EV charging to your customer, residents, employees is another matter altogether. One of the biggest questions is how to pay for it. Fortunately, lots of funds are available from the federal, state, and local agencies, as well as the utility companies in every region throughout America. Now, what money's out there? That becomes the question, ladies and gentlemen. Public funds to help offset costs for installing EV charging infrastructure are available for every site type, every industry, from workforce places, multifamily residents, retail sites, to fleet deposits and government entities. Infrastructure designs that one organization needs may differ greatly from one another's needs, and likewise, numerous variables are at play in the relationship to funding a project. Here's an overview of the type of grants, incentives, and rebates available in North America. Now, when you begin to look under utility programs, as EVs gain momentum, regional utility organizations are inviting millions of dollars in their investing millions of dollars in their service territories to help establish EV charging infrastructure. Funds from the utility programs equally about $2 billion in the U.S. and $3 million in Canada. ChargerPoint is under constant contact with utilities across the country, U.S. and Canada, to stay to date on the programs and help customers understand what's available in their regions. Now, when we begin to look at federal, state, and local grant incentives, billions of dollars in funding from federal, state, and local governments have been allocated for EV infrastructure planning and development. Now, this is the area that I'm having a serious problem with, ladies and gentlemen. When we look at the number of EV charging companies owned by African Americans, as I indicated, Mrs. Cheryl Ponds, who Diatech is her company. She's based here in the DMV market area. Out of California, we have Charger Hill. And those two companies are growing, but they can't handle the capacity. So in order to scale up to meet the demands, these companies are having to go into incubators and do various type of collaborations after they receive all these certifications and clearances and the hoops that they've got to jump through in order to participate in this industry. And as I've indicated, billions of dollars in funding from the federal, state, and local government programs is allocated for EV infrastructure planning development. In Canada, close to $100 million in funding is available at the federal level to help cover a range of specific charging scenarios through 2023. Across the U.S., funds are available in the billions of dollars. The Volkswagen Environmental Mitigation Trust Fund awarded $3 billion in funding to states, with a significant portion significant for EV charging infrastructure. Millions of dollars are still available across a number of states. The U.S. Infrastructure Investment and Jobs passed in November 21 includes $7.5 billion in federal funds for EV infrastructure. The funds allocated $5 billion for the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure formula programs to help pay for Washington, D.C.'s fast charging infrastructure within 1 mile of interstate highways. This program requires installation of a minimum of 4 stations at each site and will allow states to set up other requirements. An additional $2.5 billion will support EV charging in rural or disadvantaged communities. In the U.S., more than $70 million in grants and incentives are also available at the state level. In California, $1 billion has been designated from the California Energy Commission for light-duty minimum and heavy-duty electric vehicle infrastructure. Local programs include county incentive grants and community coalition partners and nonprofits. Well, you need to be talking to your elected officials on your local level, your delegates, your Congress, and your senator's office. If you can get someone to pick up the phone after you call their offices, after you email them, because everybody's going to tell you, well, write us. They don't ask you to write to them when they want you to go to the ballot box and select their names to be the elected official to represent your interests, whether it be in the county government, whether it be in the state government or the federal government on the national level. No, none of them give you that song and a dance when they're trying to get elected. But after they're in office, when you call, this is what you get. Now, I'm not making that up. I'm just making it plain so the goats can get it. Now, take time to get organized. Even before considering funding, it's important to develop a strategy that will meet your organizational EV charging needs. Today, as well as down the road, you want to ensure that the electric capacity is already what the future may hold. Whether it measures in scaling or adding more chargers in a few years or adding higher power stations when more vehicles have the capacity to accept fast charging. Once you define your long EV charging goals, you can then identify funding opportunities to support these. You want to prep your site with future considerations in mind. Many incentives are designed to help cover the upfront costs for installation, but others can support you in getting set up to bring in revenue from your stations. Some funding covers infrastructure costs upfront, and other programs offer payback after charging is already set up. It can depend on your location and the specific program's eligibility requirements. In some cases, your contractor may actually apply for the funding and reimburse directly, so your organization doesn't experience any out-of-pocket expense. Combining incentives can help organizations greatly reduce infrastructure costs. The Sunny College of Environmental Sciences and Forestry, for example, combined incentives from the National Grid Make Ready Program, $160,000 in money from the ES College Fund, $75,000 to complete EV charging infrastructure project without spending any capital fund. Each incentive program has specific application requirements as well as project timelines for using funds provided. Understanding all of the deadlines and requirements before you get started on your project can go a long way to ensuring that you get most out of the funds available. Check out our demand webinar. You learn how to claim a share of the EV charging incentives. If you are there already, charge ahead incentives. There's always a place to start. Just sort by the state to see what grants, rebates, and incentives are there. Now, we want to take a slight look at electric vehicle charging incentives. Charging is more affordable than you think. Governments and utilities offer an array of tax credits, rebates, grants that can help put you on the road for a more sustainable future. To find out the incentives you qualify, simply select the product you're interested in and choose your location and through the drop-down menu. You'll find that here online, ladies and gentlemen, at Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. Now, in doing so, ladies and gentlemen, you want to make sure that you take the time to do what you need to do so it won't be a problem, okay? Now, we are once again having some technical difficulties here with our computer this morning, and we're not going to basically stop. We're going to make sure that we can get everything up and running. So we're going to continue to deal with talking about this EV charging infrastructure program. Now, we have about it. We're around 19 minutes after the hour, and we've been providing a lot of information for you this morning. So what we would like for you to do is to, you know, that call-in number is 646-668-2948. Once again, that call-in number is 646-2948. We have looked at what we are dealing with this morning, and we are determining we're going to take our computer right to the shop this morning after we finish this podcast to see what the problems are here. Now, as we were sharing with you a number of issues surrounding the EV charging industry, we would like to let you know that many of the problems that we see developing in the African-American community simply comes from a lack of opportunities being afforded it, our companies being afforded us in the marketplace. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we realize that we have to continue to push forward with what we do on a day-to-day basis. We are going to take a slight pause for the cause, and we'll be right back here on Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America, here on Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. Apologize to our listening audience once again this morning, ladies and gentlemen. As I said, indicated earlier, we will be working, trying to work through these issues. Yes, 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 ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back with you in the very, very, very near future. We, as we've indicated, we are working here in our offices right now in our studio trying to correct this technical glitch that we're having, but we will definitely take care of this issue this morning as we simply try to get back on the airways here on Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. We'll be back in our studio shortly. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the airways of Solar Now and the Future. As I've indicated, we had a glitch again this morning. As we are getting ready, we'll take a slight pause for the cause, and we'll be right back.
Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you? You hold a key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, back to the airways of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And I'm your host, Ronald Buffet, and you know the call-in number is 646-668-2948. Once again, that call-in number is 646-668-2948. Please remember to press 1 on your phone pad after dialing the call-in number, because you'll be in our green room, and we want to bring you right on into our living room so we can sit down and have this discussion. Now, ladies and gentlemen, as we indicated, we're looking at this thing from a national, but everything is local. So we're going to focus on the District of Columbia today, because we have quite a bit of information available on DC Transportation Electrification Roadmap. Now, this article was published on the 26th of January, EV vehicle resources by put out by the Department of Energy and Environment here in Washington, D.C. Plug-in your electric vehicles are a cleaner alternative to traditional vehicles, and with generous purchasing subsidies and lower fuel and operating costs, there can also be a cheaper alternative to federal government. For example, offer tax credits up to $7,500 for electric vehicles purchases. That's for new vehicles, ladies and gentlemen. There is a $4,000 of federal tax credit for used EVs. Pepco offers EV charging rebates and other incentives. There's a link there. I'm not going to click on it because it will shut this computer down. Okay, but you'll be able to click on that link and find out what those charge rebates and other incentives are. Fuel costs. So for EVs are about half of the traditional fuel, according to the Department of Energy's e-gallons tools. The page is designed to provide a list of these and other incentives, as well as general information on electric vehicles for district residents and businesses. The transportation electrification roadmap is also there. You can click on that. And once you click on that, it will provide that information. In the district encompassing plan regarding electrification of plans, transportation sector provides guidance to meet the three overarching transportation goals for cleaning energy through the D.C. Omnibus Act of 2018, 100% of public buses, fleets, private fleets, and 50% of the vehicles and taxis limousines are to be net zero by year 2045, 50 zero emissions by 2030, 100% replacement of public school buses and electric vehicles, use at least 25% of vehicles registered with D.C. to be zero emissions by 2030. Upon the Mass Transportation Electrification Working Group implementation of the roadmap, the questions and comments can be submitted. Resource for residents and businesses on this piece. Informal resources, how the number of resources provided for the electrical ownership. Okay, there's Electric Vehicle Basics 101, Charging Electric Vehicles Charging 101, Pepco's EV Charging Calculator, Transportation Electrification, a Roadmap and Stakeholders Sessions. Okay, now, federal tax incentives, as I told you, they were $7,500. It'll break down the eligible vehicles. I wanted to sort of get into that. Federal tax credits for all electric plug-in vehicles. Information below applies only to new electric vehicles and hybrids for electric vehicles. Okay, so this does not apply to the car or used electric vehicles. Electric vehicles, plug-in hybrid fuel cell electric cars purchased new before January 1st, 2023 will be eligible for the $7,500. What about after? The availability of the credit is as amount will vary based on several factors, including when the vehicle was acquired, placed into service, the capacity of the battery, use of the power of the vehicle, where the vehicle was manufactured, whether the sales cap of the vehicle manufactured was previously met. Now, you can scroll on down. It gives you information, important information about tax credits, vehicles placed before January 2023, and you can go ahead and read all that information, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to keep strolling down to give you a breakdown on the vehicle makes. Now, electric vehicles for the GCE electric vehicle, this is $7,500 for the Audi 2012 MLE electric vehicle, $7,500. Okay, that was for the AMP. For Audi, under that manufacturer, 2022 and 2023 e-tron GT, $7,500. 2022 Audi Econ S Standard Sportsback Model, 7,500. 2022 Audi 4 Q4 5 E-Tron, 7,500. 2022 E-Tron Sportsbacks. 2016 through 2018 A3 E-Tron, that's a 4,500 because that is a used vehicle. That is the tax credit. 2021 A75, there is a $6,712 tax credit. The 2022 A7, there's a $7,500. 2020 AL, preview $6,712. 2021 the Quattro, there's a $6,712 credit. 2020 Q5 preview, there's a $6,712 credit. 2021 Q555, there's a $6,712. And for the 2022 to 2023 Q5 Tesla Quattro, there's a $7,500. Now, all these are the credits in the District of Columbia for these makes. Now, for BMW 2014 through 21, there is a i3 sedan, $7,500. 2014 through 2021, range extender, $7,500. 17 sedan 6, there's a $7,500. 2018 through 21 range extender, $7,500. 2022 through 2023 eDrive 40 Grand Coupe, $7,500. 2022 through 2023 i4 M5 50 Grand Coupe, $7,500. 2023 i7 X-Drive 60, $7,500. 2014 through 2017 preview, there is a $3,793 credit. 2019 through 2018 iCoupe, $1,669 credit. 2019 through 20, I Roadster, $5,669. 2023 through IXMX 60, $7,500. Now, this is all under Audi. You have BY Motors, 2012 through 17, electric vehicles, $7,500. Cadillac has a 2014 to 2016 ELR, $7,500 for up to March 31st, 2019. Under after that, you have a, that's $7,500 after April 1, 2019. Through September 30th, 2019, there's a $3,750 credit. And from 10-1-19 to 3-1-20, there's a $1,875 credit. That's under Cadillac 2014 through 16 ELR, under the 2017 to 2018 CT6 plug-in, $7,500 plug-in for the same dates. 1-1-10 through 3-31-19, and the same breakdown for the numbers for under the category of General Motors Cadillac. Now, Cano 2023 Life Saver Delivery Vehicle is $7,500. 2023 Lifestyle Vehicle Base, $7,500. 2023 Lifestyle Vehicle Adventure, $7,500. 2023 Lifestyle Premium, $7,500. That's under C-A-N-O-O, Cano. I never heard of the manufacturer, but that's what's available if you are a district resident and you choose to purchase one of these vehicles from this manufacturer. And that's what you need to do. Under Chevrolet 2017 through 20 DV, $7,500 from 1110 through 33119. From 4119 to 9319, that's a $3,750 credit. For 10119 to 3120, there's a $1,875 credit. The same is available for 2011 through 19 for the vote, 2014 through 16 for the Spark EV, same numbers. Chrysler 2017 through 2022 Pacifica plug-in hybrid, $7,500. The Cadillac sedan, $7,500 under Chrysler. The 2022 LMS Urban Delivery is $7,500. These are all different models under Chrysler. It'll break down that. It'll go to Ford. It breaks down each one of these categories, ladies and gentlemen. There's quite a bit of information here. So rather than me trying to read this whole piece, all this is available at www.fueleconomy.gov. That's www.fueleconomy.gov. Now, this is important, ladies and gentlemen. But what we want to do, we want to stroll back up. We're going to take a little time and look at this roadmap, because Charger Health incentives and other incentives, and we're going to try to get into some of these incentives through through Charger Point. Whether you are an electric vehicle driver or considered buying an EV, Pepco's EV Smart program gives you the rebate tools, information needed for Charger fast, smarter, and more conveniently than ever before. Register your EV. You already on a lease in the electric vehicle, register your vehicle Pepco, so we can better identify EV products and services for customers' needs. Everything EVs and the benefits. Compare the cost of gas-powered vehicles versus the latest EV brands, models, learn the basis of EV charging and fuel tax incentives, EV charging benefits, public charging program. Public charging gives drivers the flexibility and peace of mind to drive further without greater access to Robert's network of EV charging stations. Pepco's public charging program incentives are for installing public access EV charging in the district. All this information, ladies and gentlemen, you'll be able to find here through the links that we have provided on our website at positivechangepc.com. That's positivechangepc.com. Okay. Whole house time use rate. If you are a Pepco resident customer and drive an EV, you may be eligible for Pepco's whole house time use rate by shifting your home energy usage, including EV charging, to off-peak hours. You have an advantage of lower rates and save money on your electric bill. So that's good information to know. Taxes share program. So they put something in there for an industry that the D.C. government has regulated out of businesses. Believe me, I know that, ladies and gentlemen, because I was in the taxicab and limo industry 44 years here in the DMV market area before yours truly became involved in the renewable energy sector. So this is important information for you to know, for you to have. We have this information up on our website. We're the only ones trying to bring you news that you can definitely use on this platform concerning these issues and these matters. So what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a slight pause for the cause here on Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America.
Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it?
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, back to the airways of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And I'm your host, Ronald Buffet, and you know if you join us on a regular basis, you know that the calling number for this show is 646-668-2948. Once again, that call-in number is 646-668-2948. Please remember to press 1 on your phone pad after dialing the call-in number. Ladies and gentlemen, as we were indicating to you, there's a lot going on around the EV charging industry. And we have been working tirelessly trying to make sure that we are providing and bringing to our listening audience here on this platform information that you can use. Now, in December, the EV Charging Association put out a national newsletter, and this I received this letter talking about addressing the what they're doing in their newsletter, putting out what they're providing and what's going on in the electric vehicle space. Check out their monthly newsletter to get more information on how to join their annual meeting on January 28th. The annual meeting was held in California. You know, I get this kind of information constantly. We constantly work on trying to look at information that's put out, and we're trying to look at what happens, process, and why we as African Americans are left out of the loop concerning the financing around this industry. Now, Mr. Antoine Thompson with the Greater Washington Region Clean Cities Coalition, he's been speaking out publicly around a number of these issues as it relates to what is going on in the EV charging industry. And recently, he spoke at the Public Service Commission of Washington 2023 Energy Summit around this issue about the people participating and the lack of participation of African Americans in this industry. So what we're going to do, we're going to, in our last panel, we're going to play a little bit of what went on at the Energy Summit, and we're going to fast forward around this issue of EV charging.
Welcome. If you could please take your seat, please. Again, good afternoon and welcome. If you could please take your seat. Thank you.
From celebrating its diverse culture, the desire to honor something old and discover something new. It's the thrill of running through the park or knocking the ball out of one. It's the passion of our politics and the pride of our people. And if you really love the city's energy, the D.C. Public Service Commission is doing all we can with education, innovation, equity, and inclusion. We're working to achieve the district's clean energy and climate change goals, not only for ourselves, but for our future. For more information about the DCPSC Clean Energy Initiative, visit dcpsc.org.
Okay, good afternoon and welcome to Columbia 2020. My name is Emil Thompson and I'm chairman of the Public Service Commission. On behalf of myself, my colleague, Mr. Beverly, Commissioner Brady, welcome to the Commission. For those of you who are here in person with us, those participating virtually, we know that your presence is a sign of decision. We held our first clean energy.
Now, what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to fast forward, and we're going to let you listen to individuals talking about
and why is it, as many of us probably already know, the significance of the authority of and in terms of fuel, starters are backwards, which we really want to push for next generation I'm going to have a lot of questions about how to start it. Also, we're part of that we that process. And we want to ensure that
urgency to get the community charging. We're doing a presentation tomorrow. The gaps in D.C. alone are very significant. Over 200 chargers, maybe two or three in Ward 8, very few in Ward 7, very few in Ward 5. And if we're not intentional, we're not close, if we don't not address it very soon, in 3 years or 4 years, close to that day, the articles will be about charging deaths like it is in the bank. And we're not aggressive soon. Second thing I just wanted to say is around the workforce development part.
making sure that as we get to the state, if they're more aggressive around the diversity or whether it's workforce or business, all these states have some are not as aggressive as others. He's great, but I offer any y'all can do on that, you push. You by African American youth behind teachers can't know you exist or what you do. And these are the issues. Just brilliant African American we have. Thompson, I finally get a chance to be her expression. We've had numerous conversations about these same issues, but nobody's talking to our 38 HBCUs, the public service radio stations that keep them broke. We don't have one syndicated program which will bring this kind of information. Our service commissions, there's African-American voice to our young people. Yes, it's not by accident, by design. So my question, radio industries to understand the
now, ladies and gentlemen, that was me making my comments at the Public Service Commission about the lack of engagement in the African-American community around these issues. As I say, you know, I work hard every week to bring you this platform, Solar Now and the Future with its Economic Impact on Black America. I don't know who's out there listening, but, you know, people say, well, why are you doing this if you're not making a profit? Well, we intend to move this to the point where positive change can be sustainable. You do the work and you let your work speak for itself. And I'm passionate about this. I lost my niece several years back. Her name was Audra McLeod. She was my first cousin's daughter, who was a graduating senior from Bowie State University in the school, from the School of Journalism there. I just suffered from asthma from the time she was a toddler. So they've established the foundation of our mother. They've moved from Maryland to the state of Georgia, now residing in the Atlanta area. But the fact of the matter is we're losing our young people, ladies and gentlemen, every day. This is an issue around EV charging infrastructure. I hail from an area called the PD area, which is composed of 10 counties as you enter into the state of South Carolina on the East Coast. We have Marlboro County, Dillon County, Marion County, Horry County, where Myrtle Beach is located. Myrtle Beach is the last national seashore resort in the United States of America that is not connected by a major interstate. Because of that, pollution in the air is so high in those three counties because of the beach traffic setting from on a 71-mile stretch from the time you jump off of I-95 entering the state of South Carolina into the local beach highway, which we call I-17, and number 9, trying to get into Myrtle Beach. Those four counties, three counties, Marlboro, Dillon, and Marion, are the three his counties in the entire state of South Carolina by design. I have the economic impact study that has been done. It shows that there has been no growth in those counties since the time I graduated in high school in 1969. It is 2023, ladies and gentlemen. We have Tim Scott a senator there, one of the most, I would say, backwards African Americans who's ever legislated, who has done absolutely nothing, but he's now running, considering throwing his hat in the ring to run for president. Well, that's a joke that's really not funny, but Lindsey Graham is no better from the state, and they represent that area. The fact of the matter is the I-73 project, Interstate 73 project, was supposed to be completed. We will do another show and talk about EV charging infrastructure around that piece and interested in investors that are interested in doing that. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to close another exciting edition of Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. We hope you have enjoyed what you've heard today. We have come to the close of our show. So until next week, we say don't meet us back here, but beat us back here as we close another exciting edition of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America.
Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand.
Use it.
Don't blame your life on a master plan.